Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Iruvin Daf Pei Tes. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief four-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur at the beginning of the new perek, the ninth perek, Kol Gagois Hoir. Before we begin the actual Gemara, let's glance at the illustration that the Pirush Chai provides us. That's page 191 in the Pirush Chai, illustration number 1. The caption reads, Kol Gagois Hoir, Rishus Achas Hein, Ubuvav Shilei Gag Gavoa Asora. That means that one could carry from one roof to the next roof of adjacent buildings, provided there isn't a height discrepancy of more than 10 tefachim between one roof and the next. And this is so even though there is no eruv between the different buildings. And this basically reflects an opinion that all the roofs are considered like one domain, even though the houses underneath are multiple domains, which would necessitate an eruv in order to carry from one to the next. Not so with the case with regard to the rooftops. We will see a number of different opinions regarding different types of domains and their classification vis-a-vis this issue of, are they considered one singular domain or separate entities? And once again, whenever you have separate entities and you want to be able to transport items from one to the next, you will need to have an eruv, which in effect joins together. So now the Mishnah. Kol Gagois Hoir Rishus Achas. All the rooftops of a city are considered one domain. Ubilvat Shiloye Gag Govoa Asoro Nomuch Asoro. Divrei Rebbe Meir. They are all considered one domain, provided that you don't have one more than 10 or less than 10 tfochim from the other in height. In other words, no major height discrepancy. And we say major, mean 10 tfochim difference. The Rashi at the beginning of the perek says, "Kol gagos u'ir rishus achas v'yachal pi she diurin chalukin lemato l'shnei bnei adam." Even though beneath the roof there are separate apartments, in other words, separate dwellings divided amongst different several people, gagos she ain't hashmishon todir. That when it comes to the rooftops, which aren't frequently used, they aren't used with anywhere near the same frequency as dwellings themselves. Ein bohem chiluk rishus. The concept of division of dwellings or of domains doesn't apply. The kelim shishovsu begagze mutarin lotziom laze. Vessels that at the entrance of Shabbos were on one rooftop can be moved to another rooftop, and of course that means without an eruv. As far as the issue concerning the height discrepancy, this will be dealt with later in the Gemara. We continue in the Mishnah with another opinion. You can see we have the Roman numerals highlighting each one of the different opinions. This is the second of three opinions. V'chachomim omrim kol echod v'echod rishus b'fnei atzmo. The chachomim are far more restrictive and say that each rooftop represents a separate entity, a separate dwelling, and you cannot carry from one to the other. And when we say each rooftop, we really mean that each roof over each dwelling represents a separate entity. And if they did not make an eruv below, so they cannot carry from one to the other. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echod Gagois v'Echod Chatzeros v'Echod Karpifois Rishus Achas Hein. these domains, a roof, a courtyard, a carpet, is a large enclosed area. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient than all the other opinions. They are all considered one entity. When we speak about a karpif, in this context, it's a karpif that's not more than two se'ah in area. Se'ah measures 50 by 50, so it's an area that's enclosed. It's not more than 100 by 50 or 5,000 square amos. And Rashi says that all of these, the gagos, the chatzeros, and the karpifos, have in common their being ein tashmishan miyuchod v'todir. They don't have a specific constant use, and therefore they can all be considered one entity, even though they're owned by many different people, and you can carry from one to the other, as the Mishnah goes on to say, lekelim sheshavsu lesochan, vis-a-vis vessels, items that were in any one of them at the entrance of Shabbos. V'loy lekelim sheshavsu besoch habayis, and not with regard to carrying vessels that at the entrance of Shabbos were in one of the houses, and then through an eruv that had been made between the houses and a courtyard were brought in on Shabbos into a courtyard, one would not be allowed to carry them from one courtyard to the next, or from there to a karpif and to a roof. The Gemara. Yosef Abaye bar Oven v'Rabbi Chanino bar Oven v'Yosef Abaye Gabayhu. You have the two sons of Rabbi Oven were seated, and Abaye was together with them. And v'Yosef v'Karmi, they sat and they said, Bishlomo Rabbonon, we understand well the Rabbonon's opinion. They hold the Rabbonon who said that each roof above each dwelling is considered a separate entity. Their svora, their logic is kishem shediyurin chalukin lamato kach diyurin chalukin lamala. Just like the dwellings are separate underneath, in other words, there's a clear wall between each dwelling. So too, each roof over each dwelling is considered a separate entity. Elo Rebbe Meir. And now we're starting a long question. You can see it's a shin that's encircled, indicating the long question marking. Rebbe Meir, my kosovar. What is the explanation of his opinion? I kosovar, kishem shediyurin chalukin lamato kach diyurin chalukin lamalo. Just like they are separate dwellings underneath, beneath the roof, so too on above the roof, they are also viewed as separate. Amai Rishus Achasein, why would he classify them as one domain? V'i kosovar ein chalukin, if he would hold they're not considered separate, the cholam malo me'asor Rishus Achasein, then anything above 10 tfochim is considered a separate domain. Afilu gag govoa asora venomoch asora nami, even if one roof is higher than the other by 10 tfochim, or one roof is lower than the rest by 10 tfochim, that should not make any difference. Omar Luhu Abaye. Abaye responds, and this response lasts a number of lines as well. He says to them, Lo Shmiel Luhu, did you not hear Haldi Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Avdimi? That which Rabbi Yitzchok teaches the following. Oimer Hoyo Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir has been known to say, wherever you find what appears as two separate domains, but they are really one domain. In other words, when the Gemara Rabbi Meir says shtei rishios, two entities that each one appears separate, but they are part of one domain. What does that mean? They have one title to them. Namely, Kagon, or here's an example, Kagon, Omud, Birshutz HaYochid, Gavoa Asorov, Rochav, Dalid. Imagine you have a courtyard. That's a Birshutz HaYochid. And within the courtyard, you have a pillar that has a height of 10 tvochim and a width of 4 tvochim. Rabbi Meir, that by definition is also a Birshutz HaYochid. So they have a Birshutz HaYochid within a Birshutz HaYochid. What does Rabbi Meir say? Also, lekasef olav, one cannot place packages or on that. Lekasef literally is to lean on it for purposes of adjusting packages that you have. So one cannot do that in a private domain with the pole in it, with the pillar in it. Gzeiro mishum tel b'shus harabim. Rabbi Meir is fearful that if we allow that, he will come to adjusting his package, his burden, on a pole that has the same dimensions but standing in a public thoroughfare. So that would be a problem, because when you're walking in the public thoroughfare and then you come upon a pillar with these dimensions and then you place your package on that, you are going from a public to a private domain, which is a clear Torah prohibition on Shabbos. So Rabbi Meir makes the Gezerah. So Hochi Nami, so to hear in the case of the two roofs that have this height discrepancy of 10 Tvachim, Gzeira Mishum Teil B'Rishus HaRabim. It's the same type of Gzeira of Teil B'Rishus HaRabim that we just learned. Sofur Mino Afilu Machteshes V'Afilu Gigis. The thought is that Rabbi Meir's Gzeira extends even to something like a Machteshes, is a crusher, a grinder, and a gigas is a barrel. Omar luhu Abaye. Abaye said to them, Hochi Omar Mor. Thusly, it was said by Rabba. Lo Omar Rabbi Meir, Elo Omud. Rabbi Meir said his gzera only with regard to a pole, the Amas Horechayim, and the bottom part of a grindstone, Hoyl V'odom Koivea Lohen Mokoim. Since a person affixes them permanently in their spot, and in that sense they are like the tail Rishus HaRabim, like the mound in a Rishus HaRabim, which was the original bait or the original gzera that Rabbi Meir made. However, things like a grinder or a gigas, which are not of such a permanent nature, so Rabbi Meir's Gezerah was never said concerning them, even though they may have the same dimensions of 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim wide. The Gemara asks a question. This question lasts a number of lines, and we've marked it thusly. V'harei koisel shebein shtei chatzerois. We know the case of a wall between two courtyards, the kavua, that is a fixed entity, it's a wall, v'omar Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda has said, Kishitim Tzilomar L'divrei Rabbi Meir, when you analyze the opinion of Rabbi Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atzmon, Chatzeros Rishus La'atzmon, Karpifois Rishus La'atzmon. This is what Rav Yehuda said concerning Rabbi Meir. My lav, what does Rabbi Meir's comment mean? My lav, does it not mean the shori litiltuli derech koisel, that you can carry via the wall from one chotzer to the next? And he does not make the gzeira of tail b'shus harabim. In other words, a mound in a public thoroughfare, that mound is a private domain, that's usser. It is usser to walk and from the public domain carrying something and then placing it on the mound, which is a private domain, but from that to extend a prohibition to all things of a height discrepancy in a Rishus Hayochid, Rabbi Meir doesn't go that far, as you can see over here. Based on the case of the wall between two Chatzeros, and Rabbi Meir's comment that describes that as Gagin Rishus Le'atzmon, Chatzeros Rishus Le'atzmon, Karpifos Rishus Le'atzmon, it would imply that you can carry from one chotzer to the next via the wall. Omar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna answers no. He says, lo, that's not the case. All that he meant to say was lahachnis ulahotzi derech psochim, that if there is a hole or a doorway in the wall, so you can carry from one chotzer to the next via the wall, the doorway in the wall. But to place things on the top of the wall and use that as a transfer point to carry to the next chotzer, Rabbi Meir would not allow that because of his gzeiro mishum teil b'shus harabim. We continue in the Gemara. V'chachomim omrim kol echod ve'echod rishus b'fnei atzmo. Before we continue in this piece of Gemara, we ought to learn the Rashi across from here. Chatzeros rishus la'atzmon u'metaltalin. This is within the sheet of Rabbi Meir. U'metaltalin mechotzer sharabim lechotzer sharabim below eruv. You can carry from one courtyard to the next if you're dealing with vessels that were in one courtyard at the entrance of Shabbos. V'chein shel yochid. Likewise, a private courtyard. You can carry from one to the next. Just like Rabbi Meir said that rooftops are considered one entity, one domain, even though they are above multiple dwellings. We learn from that that courtyards are considered one large domain. The nature of a courtyard is unlike that of a house, whereby the courtyard is not used as regularly as a house. V'damu l'gagin, and in that sense they are like rooftops. Avol migag l'chotzer lo, but to carry from a rooftop to a courtyard, that far Rabbi Meir does not go. That's something Rabbi Shimon holds from, but not Rabbi Meir. Kitikotoni, as it said in the Mishnah, v'achili e gag govoa mechavero asora v'chol shikein migag l'chotzer. Rabbi Meir doesn't even allow you to carry from one roof to the next if there's a height discrepancy. All the more so, he will not allow carrying from a roof to a courtyard. We continue in the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim kol echod ve'echod rishus b'fnei atzmo. Each rooftop covering each dwelling is a separate domain. Before we continue in the Gemara, we should glance at the side under our Nosei, our topic heading, where we feature Machlikis Rav and Shmuel. We'll see a controversy between Rav and Shmuel, Behesper Shitas HaChachomim, in respect to the explanation of the opinion of the Chachomim, the Chol Gag Havi Rishus La'atzmo, that each roof is considered a separate entity. Kama Mutu L'Tatalov, how much is one in fact allowed to carry? According to the Chachomim, the Gemara, Itma Rav Omar Ein Metatalin Boy Elo Bedalin Amos. According to the Rabbonan, you cannot carry on any given rooftop, a rooftop that's next to a neighbor's rooftop where they run into one another. You cannot carry any more than 4 Amos. Very restricted. Now Rashi explains. Rashi Elo Bedalad Amos. We're looking at Rashi 4 lines under the Gemara text. The came under the Rabbonon called Echod Rishus Li'atzmo. Since each rooftop, when we say again rooftop, we mean that which covers any given dwelling, any given apartment. According to the Rabbonon, is Rishus Li'atzmo, a separate entity, a separate domain. Vein Prutzin Ze Lo Ze, and they open one onto other. Each rooftop, each apartment roof opens without any boundary between it and the next apartment roof covering. Apartment covering, i.e. rooftop. They're prutzin zelas. They open one into the other. Asurin ze osrin ze alze. They impose a restriction on another. The havilei rishus prutza bimloya lamokom osur law. This is a concept we've seen earlier in the Masechta. It's a domain that's prutza means completely open into another domain that is forbidden to it, of course, without an eruv. Ushmuel, the Gemara continues, Ushmuel Omar Mutter Letaltel Bekulo. He says that on the top of any given roof of any given apartment, you're not restricted as long as you're within that area covering that particular apartment. Rashi explains, Mutter l'talta b'kulo shemechitzo samavdilos l'mato bein hadiyurin, the very walls that separate each apartment below the roof. Amrinon b'hu, we say regarding them, gud askinu l'malo. There's a concept that's based on an oral tradition that the wall askinu is rises above. V'yafridu b'neihem, and we'll call this the imaginary wall that now exists on the rooftop, separates each apartment roof from the next, so that the fear or the classification of being putzablo b'meloa doesn't apply, because we have these now imaginary walls separating them, the roofs, from one another. We continue in the Gemara. The mechitzos hanikoros de kule almo lo pligi. If you're dealing with recognizable walls, Rashi explains apartments or houses that are not attached to one another. You can see an illustration of this in illustration 5 at the top of page 192, where there's a gap between the buildings. So when you have something like that, everyone agrees that you are not restricted to four amos. In other words, Rav will agree with Shmuel that you can carry on the entire roof. And what enables you to do that is the outside walls rise to serve as an enclosure. Ki pligi, the machlokus arises in a situation like you have in illustration 6. The mechitzos she'enon nikoros. That's a case where there are different apartments, different dwellings, but when you're on the roof, one roof just runs into the other. Rav Omar, ein metapolin bo elo bedalid amos. Rav says that you're restricted to four amos over any given roof. Lo Omar gud asik mechitzot. He does not accept the concept of a rising wall under circumstances like this, where the only evidence of the wall is covered completely. Ushmul Omar mutter letatel bekulo. When you're over any given dwelling, you can carry on that particular roof unrestricted. The Omar gud asik mechitzta. The walls that divide the houses below rise above. Again, in a legal sense, in an imaginary sense, they are said to rise above, separating the dwellings one from the other. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new marking, a triangle appears, and on the side of the Gemara, we indicate under the Mivne heading, Shnei Kushios Al Shitas Rav. We'll be raising two questions on the opinion of Rav. Rav, again, represented a very restrictive opinion. Tanan, the source begins. You'll notice it goes just to the very top of Omid Beis, the first two words. It says, V'chachomim Omrim, Kol Echod Ve'echod Rishus Le'atzmo. This is a quote from our Mishnah. And when it says each one is a Rishus Le'atzmo, the implication is that you can carry on any given rooftop without restriction, as long as you're over that particular apartment's rooftop. Bishlamo L'Shmuel Nicha. Well, this fits in very well to Shmuel's explanation. Elo l'Rav Kashya. According to Rav, this poses a difficulty. Rav was more restrictive. Amri Bei Rav Mishmei de Rav. It has been said in the yeshiva in the name of Rav. Shelo yitaltel b'shnei amos begag zeh u'shnei amos begag zeh. When it says that each rooftop is a rishus li'atzmo, it's basically saying you cannot carry from one roof covering to the next one, even though you're staying within four amos, a mere two amos on this roof and a mere two amos on the adjacent roof. That would not be allowed, because you're in effect going from one roof to the next. But as far as implying that you'd be allowed to carry, by saying Rishus Le'atzmo, that you'd be allowed to carry on any given roof in an unrestricted fashion, that is not implied. A question. V'ho Amar Rebbe Elazar. But didn't Rebbe Elazar say, Ki havinon bebovel, when we were in Bovel, have amrinon, we used to say, Be'rav mishmei de rav omru, ein metaltelin boi elo bedalet amois. Vahani debei Shmuel tonu, and the members of the yeshiva of Shmuel taught a Kanaic source countering Rav that says Ein lohen elo gagon. My Ein lohen elo gagon. What does that expression mean? Lav deshoru l'tiltule b'kule. Does it not mean that you're allowed to carry over the entire roof in an unrestricted fashion, which is unlike Rav? So Rav would answer as follows: Umi alimo mi masnisen. Is this brief source Ein lohen elo gagon any stronger than the Mishnah? Is it any stronger an objection more so than the Mishnah? The Ukimna, we established the Mishnah that said that kol echad is rishus li'atzmo. All that meant to say is shelo yitaltel shtei amos begag zeh u'shtei amos begag zeh, that you cannot carry two amos on one roof and another two amos on the next roof. You can't go from one roof to the next. Hachinami, so too over here, regarding this Tanaic source that was quoted by the Debei Shmuel, it means Shtei Amos Begag Zeh U'Shtei Amos Begag Zeh. The Ein Lohen Elo Gagon means you're restricted to the very roof that your item is on, and you can't carry to the next roof, even though the whole carrying would be within four Amos. Omar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmia Li Ha Shmaitza. Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear this teaching. Now Rav Yosef, we've learned in the past, had experienced an ailment which caused him forgetfulness, and he forgot learning that he himself had taught his students in the past. So Rav Yosef, upon hearing this teaching, the teaching of Shmuel, that says that we apply the concept of good Asik Mechitzta, even when the walls are not visible, as is the case where you have one flat roof covering several apartments. So Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear that teaching of Shmuel, that we apply the concept of the rising wall under those circumstances, even when the wall is not visible. Omar Le Abaye. Abaye responds to Rav Yosef in character with many other places in Shas. And notice that this is a long point. In other words, Abaye is going to make the following point. At Amris Nihalon, V'aho Amris Nihalon. You taught us this teaching of Shmuel, and you taught it regarding the following. We have an illustration, number 14, that will be useful here. This is on page 194 of the Pirush Chai at the top. What we see there is, in the caption reads, Gag Godol HaSomuch L'Kotner, so large roof next to a small roof, one running into the next. So now let's take a look at the Gemara. Rav Abaye says, you taught Shmuel's point regarding the following. Gag Godol HaSomuch L'Kotan, a large roof that's next to a small one. HaGodol Mutar VaKotan Oser, the large roof is allowed and the small roof is restricted. And let's take a look at the Rashi, the upper part of the narrow lines. HaGodol Mutar L'Taltel Bo D'Yurin Shebo, the dwellers that live under the small roof can carry on it. V'Afilu L'Rav, even according to Rav, Deho Mechitzas Shel Mato Sheyeshnon Be'odfoy L'Kan U'L'Kan Mechitzas Hanikoros Hain. You can see in the diagram the extension of the wall to either side of the small roof. That extension is a visible wall. When you bend over the edge of the building, you can see there's a wall. That's called mechitzas hanikoros, and even Rav agrees that that type of mechitza rises. The good askinu, the good means the wall, askinu is rises. The is lehu gipufi. Gipufi is this phenomenon of the jutting out to either side. the opening at this point from the large roof into the small roof, or onto the small roof, is considered a doorway. It's pischa havei lagodol. It's considered the doorway of the large one. V'ein katan osir olav, and the small roof doesn't impose a restriction on the large roof. Davi kishtei chatzeros upesach b'neim, because it's no different than two courtyards with a door between them. Rashi continues, aval katan osir, the small rooftop though is restricted. L'idei havei mloi, because when you're standing on the small roof, it's considered open completely into the large roof. V'lav pischa hu. It's not an entrance. V'asri ole b'nei gadol. As a result of that, the large roof top imposes a restriction on the smaller one. We continue in the Gemara. The Amris lon Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, Abaye tells, you taught us regarding this, Omar Rav Yud Omar Shmuel. Here you see he's quoting Shmuel's halacha. Lo shanu, the idea that the cotton is osir, elo shiyesh diurin al zeh v'diurin al zeh, when there are dwellers on the large roof and dwellers on the small roof, that and they're walking all the time from one to the other. The fact that they're walking from one to the other, it makes it the Havya law, ha de katan, the small roof now becomes mechitza nidvesis, a trampled divider. As you can see in illustration 15. Aval ein diurin al zeh vi al zeh, but if there wouldn't be inhabitants or dwellers on both rooftops, shnehen mutarin, both are allowed. How so? Now, how is it that the small rooftop would be allowed? Is it not completely open to the next, to the large rooftop? So you must say that the concept of good asik mechitza applies here, even though the wall that you want to rise is that wall which is between the smaller apartment and the larger apartment, which is a mechitza she'eino nikeres, but yet Shmuel says good asik mechitza. In other words, if you don't have dwellers on the rooftops where they're trampling that point of division, you would say good asik mechitza, and the small rooftop would also be mutter, and it wouldn't be considered prutsa b'mlo l'mokom ha'osir la. At this point, Rav Yosef attempts to reject what Abaye says. So Rav Yosef is taking the approach that when you have a mechitza she'eino nikeres, you're not going to say good asik mechitza. This is the first of two attempts that Rav Yosef makes, and you can see we've highlighted them in by using a diamond marking. Omar Le, Rav Yosef says, Ano hochi amri luchu, thusly I said to you. He's referring to that which he had said to them in the past. He's saying, if I mentioned anything about a dwelling, I must have said the following. Lo shanu, we didn't teach that the small roof alone is osir. Eloshiesh mechitza al zeh umechitza al zeh. That's a reference to a mechitza that's surrounding all of them, completely surrounding them. That when you have that, the godol mishteri begipufi. If you have a mechitza al zeh or mechitza al zeh, that means, as Rashi says, Shiyesh mechitza zeh v'al zeh, Rashi says, kol svivu sehen, completely surrounding them, chutz mikneged chiburon, except for the point of attachment, the hashta mishteri godo begipufi. In a case like this, so large chotzer is mutter by virtue of the gipufi, and you can see in illustration 16, the gipufi is that which was referred to in illustration 14. However, in illustration 16, they actually exist. So when you have the gipufi that actually exist, then we say that the large, that only the small courtyard is aser, the large one being mutter, because as far as the large one is concerned, it's not a completely open breach into the small one, but rather it's considered an entranceway. That's as far as the large one going into the small one. The small one going into the large one is completely open. The entire width of the small courtyard is open into the large courtyard, and they are therefore restricted. It's not considered a doorway with regard to the kotan, the gaga kotan. The Gemara continues. We should read again, just going back a line to read it more smoothly. Lo shanu, that the cotton alone is aser, ela sheyesh mechitza azeh, mechitza azeh. As we said, that meant a wall around the entire perimeter of the rooftops. The godo mishteri begupufi, the cotton nifratz mlo, where we say the large rooftop is allowed because of the gipufi, the extensions to either side that we illustrated already in 14 and 16. And the cotton is also because it's completely open. It's the entire width of that chotzer is open into the, that we say the entire width of the roof is open to the next roof. Avol ein mechitza, lo alzeh, velo alzeh. But if you don't have a mechitza surrounding the perimeter of both rooftops, then shnehen asurin, both are asur. Rashi across from here says, "Avol ein mechitza lo lekan velo lekan shnehem asurim." The koton nami osar agodol. The small rooftop imposes a restriction on the large one. The hoil velo havu gipufi mamish. Since you don't have actual gipufi, elo al yedei good asik. The only way you would have good gipufi is if you do the imaginary rising wall, as we saw in illustration 14. Lo havu gipufi the shavu pisul legabeya. That's not strong enough to make it like an entrance way. The pischa, the min karbolina, you need to have a recognizable entranceway. V'chi ay gavna lo avdi inshi. People don't make entranceways like that. The Gemara asks, v'ha diurin amris lon. Abaye asks, how does your explanation include that which you originally said, where he spoke about, and you can go back to the original Rav Yosef quote of Shmuel, where he said, "Lo shanu elo sheyesh diurin alzeh v'diurin alzeh." So, where does the issue of dwellers figure into your explanation? So, Rav Yosef responds, "I'm still going to reject your approach and explain as follows. E amri lechu diurin. If I made any mention of dwellers, hochi amri lechu. I must have said thusly." And you'll notice this is a long point as well, and we've marked it thusly. So what did I say? Loi shanu. Now let's take a look at illustration 16. Lo shanu elo sheyesh mechitza ru'uya ledira al zeh u'mechitza ru'uya ledira al zeh the godol mishteri b'kipufi v'kotan nifratz b'mlo'o. So here you see the term diurin appearing in the context of ru'uya ledira, that which we taught, that the kotan is also and the godol is mutter, is true only if you have a wall that enables that's fit for dwelling within its confines. That's when you have an actual wall. Avol yesh mechitz ru'uya ledira al hagodol v'ein ru'uya ledira al hakotan. If you have something like you can see in illustration 17, of a wall that's fit for the large roof but not fit for the small roof, what you see around the small rooftop is something very flimsy, then we say afilu koton shori livnei godol. that the roof, the small roof, is allowed for the members of the large roof. My taima, why is that? Kevon de lo ovud mechitza, since they, the small roof dwellers, did not make a wall, they didn't bother making a permanent wall that's roi l'dira. Sluki saliku nafshayu mehocha, they in effect are removing themselves from here, so they don't represent a dwelling entity that would impose any restrictions on the next. And therefore, as we said, the small roof will be allowed even for the people of the large roof. Kiha the Omar Rav Nachman, like that which Rav Nachman teaches in, you can see illustration 18. Asa sulam kavua legagoi, the person made a ladder leading up to his roof. Uter b'chol hagagin kulan, that enables him to use all of the rooftops. Here we must look at Rashi. Huter b'chol hagagin vafilu l'rabbonon, even according to the Rabbonon, the kevon de'inu lo ovid sulam, since the other dwellers did not make a ladder from their dwellings to the roof, and this person did make the ladder, sluki nafshayu, they are in effect removing themselves, the achlinu legabe, and their moichel, they renounce their holdings on the roof to this one person, so that this concept of sluki nafshayu, you can see taught in this context as well. So there's a legal parallel between that which you see in illustration 18 and 17. So at the end of this particular sugya, what we see is Abaye on the one hand trying to remind Rav Yosef that he himself had taught the concept of good asik mechitza, even in the case of mechitza she'enon nikoros, as Shmuel had claimed. But Rav Yosef, upon hearing this, responded, says, no, I never said anything like that with regard to any teaching of Shmuel. But rather, what I taught was what we just saw in the second explanation, the second diamond. Omar Abaye. Let us glance at illustration 19. This you'll find on page 195 at the top of the page in the Pirush Chai. We see a number of dwellings that are attached to one another, and above one of the dwellings he built a second story, which is constructed by making a wall around the given area. And in this particular case, there is a daka being a small opening from his attic, or his second story, his aliyah, opening to the other roofs. Amar Abaye, bono aliyah al gabi beso, fi osa lefoneho daka arba. A person, as we said, made an aliyah, a second story above his apartment, and made a daka, a little opening to the other roofs. Huter b'chol hagagin kulan, he is allowed, even according to the Rabbonon, to use the other rooftops. He can carry from one roof to the next. And the explanation of this is, since he made this arrangement and the others did not, they are demonstrating their renouncement, their removal, as we said before, slikun of shayhu, and they are thereby renouncing their rooftops to him, making it once again a singular entity, and hence you can carry from one to the next. We continue in the Gemara. Omar Rova, Pe'omim, at times, Shadaka le'isr, this opening in the Aliyah could, in fact, represent a restriction. And Rashi says, even according to Rabbi Meir, that's willing to view all the rooftops as one, he will not allow in the following. Hey, Chidomi, and what's that case? We look at illustration 23. This you'll find on page 196. On the top of that page, the Avida Lahade Tarbitza Debese, where after building the Aliyah, he made an opening facing the Tarbitza, the garden around his house. The Omar, this is a type of announcement or claim, Linturi Tarbitza Hud Avida. I made this only for the purposes of guarding my garden, and he is thereby removing himself from the rooftops. Rashi explains at the bottom of Amud Beis, the Avda Lahadi Tarbitza Posach Litzad Ginoso, he opened the Aliyah facing the garden. Umechitza Shotzad Hagagin Iniach Stuma, on the wall facing the rest of the rooftops, he left them, they remained sealed. Rashi at the top of Tzadi Omen Aleph says, Linturi Tabitza Vida, Vesilek Atzmoi Min Hagagini, and he thereby removes himself from the rooftops. So they would certainly not be available for his use of carrying from one to the next. And as we said, even according to Rabbi Meir, who had said in the Mishnah that all Gagin are Rishus Bifnei Atzmon. Before we conclude, let us just remind you that you can reach us at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our Shi'ur for today.